Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Art Schult. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Rice. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The second baseman, Red Shandianst. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shandianst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Shandianst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandianst is hit by the pitch. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shandianst moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. Shandianst moves to third. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult strikes out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will takes first base on ball 4. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Pizarro. Will moves to third. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball towards left. Spangler catches it and throws to Matthews, who relays to home to double up Will. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Hobby covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Ashburn moves to third. Bauschi moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Schult. Pizarro reaches second base with a double. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Shane D'Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane D'Anst is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Shane D'Anst hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pizarro scores. Matthews moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Braves, 1. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Schult reaches second base with a double. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Will takes first base on ball 4. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobby hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. Spangler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pizarro for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton strikes out. Two outs. Red Schoendienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schoendienst is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Schoendienst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Will hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Thomas. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Adcock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Braves. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 2 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 2 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kindle moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 2 in the game. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pizarro hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 3 in the game. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Red Shandianst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bruton. The throw from Rice and he is safe. Bruton steals second. Red Shandianst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandianst is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Shandianst hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Schultz hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Will hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mathews takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mathews moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Adcock is called out on strikes. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-3 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Hobby covering, for the out. Mathews moves to third. Aaron moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-3 in the game. Logan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is called out on strikes. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ashburn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Erle Virrill pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Erle Virrill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virrill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.